Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That's right. The Drive is live on a Tuesday. Feels like a Monday, but on a Tuesday.
The Drive is live.
There it is. A lot to get to.
Feels just like a Tuesday.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Does it? A lot to get to.
Feels like a weigh-in Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. We are weighing in on Monday. Coming up, or not Mondays, but today is Tuesday. We are weighing in 3 o'clock. If yesterday didn't happen, man, I'd be like ecstatic. What are we trying to put together 20?
I learned a new one this weekend. I didn't know that I was going to get to say it so early, but I better not say it. I don't know if it's correct.
Hey. Yeah, John said just
can
say
I refer
it.
To like can you say you're ready for the dump button? Can you say coochie?
I don't know. Can you say coochie?
Don't know, but I dumped it since I didn't know.
All right.
Well, when you don't know, you dump.
I couldn't even talk about them shoes, John. Did you have a pair of them shoes back in the day?
It feels. See, I don't know why John walked you to do that. Just took advantage of the dumb button. Like that is one that feels like if I don't get that 100% clear, maybe that. You know,
I'll be honest, that's one I would have used and not even thought about it if I hadn't been in the business a while. If that offends,
there's been a few of those for you.
I mean, if that offends anybody, like if that's the choice,
I don't know if it's always offending. Just the words they're trying to get it. I guess.
I told y'all the first time I sat on these airways, I was a
you heard,
guest.
You heard another version
I
of that.
I was a guest with
word.
Rich Lord and Sean Pendergast.
Oh, yeah.
And I put them damn headsets on. They were coming back with a little earlier clip from the show, and they dropped the P word. And I was like,
I was going to say another variation of that.
Boy,
Lord used to use that P word quite often
sure,
on the airwaves.
Sure, I can't even talk about the shoes I used to buy. They just kept on doing, looking at their notes, and I was like,
I wasn't in the business at the time, but I was a listener, and Rich Lord said that word often, and I never understood how he got away with it, but he did.
Oh, he thought it was the coolest thing ever, man.
Yeah?
That next break, I was like, what in the hell? Did y'all hear what I heard? Oh, yeah, I sure did. I do it all the time.
By the way, a couple of things we need to address. Because we were... I just wonder because we tried to. I mean, we were skirting the line on Kikuchi, and I just wondered like we ain't got.
Good point. That's a good point.
We ain't gotten.
We got our hands slapped for Kikuchi. You're right.
At a specs immediately.
Yes.
Into that.
Good
so
call.
I wonder. You can't that fun feel of just leaving the cut off.
So well. What I just described, I felt real comfortable about changing that guy's name to it. I guess I did think it was legal.
But when we do have a lot to get to because we got to get to the Astros.
That.
They had a huge weekend leading up to where they are right now. A game and a half out behind the Mariners, taking 3 of 4. But Tyler Milner, the entire Drive family is extremely disappointed in you.
Oh,
I know it.
All about that.
I already had a conversation about this with the boss man a little while ago. Oh. I'm disappointed.
You had a conversation about this?
Wait a minute.
Are we talking about the same thing?
If it's what I think.
I'm thinking about how much you told us that you were going to be wearing them damn panties.
Yeah, that'd be the topic of discussion I had with the boss man.
You had a conversation. Did you get in trouble for that?
I'm,
I'm sorry about that. You put this one on me. I would have never thought that was. I just. Them draws, them damn bikini things, the American flags. I was waiting
the
for
banana
that.
Banana hammock.
Me and Luke were waiting on that. I even sent a message.
He didn't do anything. What did he get? What did you get in trouble for?
He didn't wear them, or maybe
no.
Oh, I would love if
it wasn't a in trouble conversation.
Oh, I would love it if
it was a disappointment.
If Parker Hillis, who runs the place, if Parker Hillis came,
I need to meet with you at Twin Peaks after the show. We got to talk about this for an hour.
If Parker came,
show you how you're supposed to wear them
to Tyler and said, "Hey, if you're gonna say you're gonna do something like that, you better do it." And if he got in your ass because you didn't wear it,
he didn't.
Oh, damn it! I would have said, Parker, bring it up the big bucks.
Did he get you to save it for the Sports Radio 610 pool party or what?
No. He said we ran into each other, me and the boss man. He said, you know, how was the vacay? How was the beach? How'd things go with the Speedo out there on the beach?
Panties.
Not panties. And I said, man,
agree to disagree.
I'm disappointed in myself, but it didn't happen. They didn't make it there.
You could have bought some there.
No, well, yeah, but
no. How does that miss the package?
I messed up. I literally went to. I was rummaging through my luggage day one on the beach because I had every intention. You can believe me or not? It's fine. It's what I've the position I put myself in.
I had every intention
to send y'all a sexy ass photo of me in that American flag, them stars and stripes, getting my sun on, getting my thighs tanned up. But I rummaged through my bag day one, could not find them. Got home Sunday. They were right there where I had packed my bag. They didn't make it. So I apologize. You have every right to be disappointed in me. I'm disappointed in myself.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, kick rocks. Me and him, I don't generally agree with him, really rarely ever. But kick rocks. Tyler, you better put yourself on that turd list this week.
Well, that's not going to happen. But
I mean, I think the listeners
let a lot of people down, man.
I know the Drive family, everyone has a right to be upset.
I swear to God,
stop by the.
I was going to say
we had people stop by, not even drink or eat, and just walk in and ask if we'd gotten that picture.
And they wanted to see it. And then they sat down. I'll get some bugs to just wait it out.
Well, hey,
that was the part.
But that's
713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. How much do you believe that heartfelt story that Tyler Milner just gave us?
I'm ready for it. Everyone has a right.
Very much like Chris Santiago. I think at some point you got to say, "Fellas, I forgot it." You got to give us something. He just ghosted our ass.
No, I did. He was ashamed.
He was so ashamed of himself. He just ghosted.
I didn't think it was ever going to happen, and I feel like it's probably.
And I feel vindicated that I said
it was not done on purpose.
I think you knew when you said it you weren't going to do it.
No,
even though I did not hear. I did not hear
because I've actually worn this thing out in public.
No, you said
that. I've done that.
Ron doesn't believe that part either.
Well, I just think, as I said to you that day, there is no way you're getting out of not getting a picture of that if somebody's with you. If you got anybody
you'll get a picture.
And I'll tell you, Megan's worth a damn. There's no way nobody gets a photo.
One day I will make it up to everybody. Y'all, the Drive family, everyone, you will get a picture because I've worn it and I will wear it again.
It's been a long time since I've asked for a panty pic. I'll be completely honest.
Text line, BS, it's never going to happen.
But you do have a pool.
That's fine. I do have a pool in summer times here.
And we're just a couple days. You're still thankful for all those that served and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Every day.
You got a pool. You're home. You got the bikini. You're still.
There was more opportunities. You're right.
The day y'all least expect it. I'm gonna enter them DMs with me and nothing but that glorious American flag banana hammock.
I'd like to see where you are. As you said Friday, this can't, like, it also doesn't feel right if this is just one that's in a room by himself. We thought you were gonna be out amongst all of the Cayman Islands. I'll take your private pool.
I'll take
it. No, and that might be it, but seriously.
Right.
I have witnesses on the river, up in the hill country, that have seen me float in the river in this thing.
If you are one of those witnesses, 713-572-4610. If you're one of those witnesses, please call in. And if it's Blaine, that doesn't count. If you're one of those witnesses, please call in. I don't get it. Rob Torres on YouTube and Twitch is disappointed, but didn't want to let you know that's a sick Blink 182 shirt you're wearing.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Now imagine me in the Blink 182 shirt with them, that banana hammock.
Oh, no,
on.
Now
we'd
be
no living.
Shirt. Well, you can go, glasses and hats are the only things going with that. And maybe you can have some Crocs or some flip flops or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. Okay. I believe one of the great.
I knew this was waiting for me.
Of course it was. One of the great poets in American history. I believe he went by the name of Money Mike by way of Cat Williams. Said, "Don't be sorry, ho, be helpful."
Damn.
And we would like for you to start being helpful.
Did he say helpful or careful? Did he say helpful?
I don't know. Helpful or careful. It's one of the two. It's been a bit.
Message received. Message received.
Don't be helpful. But don't be sorry. Just please be helpful. Helpful feels better.
You're right. I do.
In the fitting of it.
I thought it was careful, but I like helpful
it
more.
It might be careful.
I'm always getting raw dog in the drive.
Cam said it's careful. Careful, helpful. The helpful works a little bit better right now.
I can really lean into helpful, especially in that context. More helpful here.
All right. Jumping in on this again with this. Where are you now? I thought it was interesting. And I've heard this a lot of my life in baseball, but Luke brought it up the other day. Usually it's, hey, don't look at it, you know, for the too early crew. Don't look at the standings or don't look at records or really put a lot into it unless you're the Colorado Rockies, who I will get to at some point. But wait till Memorial Day. After Memorial Day, then take a look at it. So now we are at Memorial Day. Where are you now with the Astros post Memorial Day? They are now 28-25. They, after this huge 3-game series, which they took 3 or 4 from the Astros, Clint, they're a game and a half behind Seattle. In this 17-game stretch, right? We knew they had that 17-game stretch where they got 17 in a row where they got no days off, which is always taxing on a team. Probably a little bit happier that it happened early in the season. But in that time frame, there was no Yordan at all, no Arrigetti at all, injuries to Wisniewski and Blanco, obviously players struggling. They go 10-7 in that streak, and as I said, they just took 3 of 4 from the Mariners with McCullers, Gusto, and Gordon getting 3 of the starts. By the way, Framber Valdez, it looks like he is locked in to get $300 million. But where are you now with the Astros, a game and a half back of Seattle, 3 games above 500? Where are you? What's your feeling now about this team post-Memorial Day?
I'm in a really, really good place. I do think they're the best team in the division, and I feel significantly better about that World Series window still being cracked, if not completely open at this point. I know that's strong, but that's where I'm at. Like you said, Ron, this is the first game. Correct me if I'm wrong, boys. This is the first game where I think we can literally say one of these games is the first game where we can say that the meat of the lineup actually won the game.
Hey, I'll say this. I was happy for Christian Walker. Like, he slipped to them 2 singles, had 2 hits going into that final one, and then took care of business. He gets three hits in that game.
Altuve, Paredes, and Walker in that one game, you can say that the meat of our lineup carried us. And that's the first game that I remember seeing that being the case. I know we've sporadically kind of had Altuve hot at a time. Paredes has been hot. Yordan is yet to be quote-unquote hot. So, I mean,
Hell, he's not been on the field.
I only say that to say, to kind of double down on your point of the pitchers being injured and no Yordan. And you're still sitting where you're at right now. You get a Yordan Alvarez back, you get healthy, and figure out how they're going to handle this rotation, which that may be a battle, but figuring out how you can handle this rotation, I think this team has got a real chance to make a serious run.
How are you feeling about the Astros now, post-Memorial Day, 28-25, game and a half back in the West? Someone text in, Astros are like the Texans, good enough to win a playoff series, not good enough to win it all. I would say I feel positive. Now, listen. The injuries to the pitching staff, and do we have any word on Blanco? I feel like we're in the same space with Blanco.
Not that I've seen.
I know he's on the IL, not sure where this rolls. But, you know, Wisniewski and the Blanco thing, that may not be going anywhere, right? The depth of the pitching staff, that may not be going anywhere. We know that. We believe Arrigetti will come back, just not knowing when. But we know there is going to probably be some time for him off. We feel good about Jordan. However, there is an update we'll have for that in a bit. But I feel good about it, Clint, because I know that they are putting themselves in a situation where there's a lot of things that we could question about the direction of where they're going in terms of how the decisions they're making with Espada to Dana, whatever. But we have pretty good indication of history that if they feel like they're in it within striking distance, they not only are not afraid to make moves, but they'll make pretty big moves. Yeah. They'll make Verlander. They'll make Greinke, like Kikuchi, and that was a bigger move than you thought. So them putting themselves in a situation to place, and I do think they very well believe they are the best team of the division. And by the way, they just have that anybody kind of, we talked about it last year, anybody come in the door, they just fall into whatever this Astros confidence, this Astros standard that you have to fall into. These guys get here and they just fall in. It's not a coincidence that Kikuchi comes here after struggling in Toronto and is pitching his ass off when he's here, and then he goes to Anaheim or LA of Anaheim to the Angels, and he's struggling again. Like, it's no coincidence of that. But I believe they'll put together the parts and pieces that they will need to fix the Wisniewski or Blanco, yeah, or whatever bat that they may need in this lineup if the middle of it doesn't continue.
If you can stack getting healthy and all that encompasses, which is Jordan Alvarez, one of the best hitters in baseball, and obviously one of your top three starters on a team, you couple that right there, stack that right there on top of the fact that I think it's fair to say right now we're going to get significantly more out of Jacob Myers than we thought we were going to get.
Seems like, damn, right? We went to Jacob Myers.
That's what I said. Damn, yeah, Jacob.
It seems that Cam Smith is going to be significantly better than the horrific run that Bregman had when he made the opening day roster as a guy that was less than a calendar year removed from college, yeah, baseball. Right? Like, it just seems like Paredes, it seems like we're going to get more than just a young dude that's got some promise.
Seems like you're getting an all-star version of Jeremy Pena.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Jeremy Pena. It seems like
And Jordan didn't hit when he was in, and now he's just been gone for a minute. You would ultimately believe he's going to come back. And there's no trade of a player to enter the lineup that will have as much impact as he
could. I think the only kind of what if we had is obviously Wisniewski, who's hurt.
Yeah, Blanco, we'll see.
Well, but I mean, that's something we thought we had. It's just an injury. I'm talking about like pieces that were coming, or pieces that you thought would just take the next step, right? Like the only one that's still out there for me is Yainer, right? Diaz. Oh. Is like the issues behind the plate where it just seems like teams are running at will on him, as well as not swinging the bat as confidently and as productive as expected. Like that's really the only question mark of several that I had coming into the season that haven't exceeded expectations to this point.
All right, that was a huge series, especially, I mean, the wins, those three pitchers that we talked about around Framber, Gordon and Gusto, and as well as Lance McCullers, all of them, three runs or less in this series when they pitched. Now, you could hope that they could go a little longer than they did. None of them went more than five innings, but they gave you a chance, it kept you in it, and that was a big thing to look at. What was it going to look like with those three guys in a four-game set? And now you're set with Hunter Brown, who's your ace right now, to roll today. All right, coming up, we talked about OTAs at the crossover with the fellas from In the Loop. Clint is telling you immediately what he's heard from a guy from ESPN hit the absolute nail on the head. We'll get his thoughts and observations of OTAs, which start tomorrow for the Texans, coming up next.
Let's get it on, baby.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baby. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, OTAs get started tomorrow. And by the way, there is some news with the Texans, and we can obviously discuss that over the time when it gets in. But it looks like the Texans will have a joint practice with the Carolina Panthers. Dave Canales, the head coach of the Panthers, that's been announced that they will have a joint practice with the Panthers. That was always fun. We got to see them have one with the Dolphins. A couple of years ago, they had one with the Rams and Sean McVay last year, so they will have one with the Carolina Panthers coming up. Bryce and CJ.
Yeah, that'll be good. Bryce and CJ, obviously Dave Canales, offensive-minded coach. You expect them to they kind of got things rolling late last year. You expect them to take the next step this year. The Texans have them in the preseason on 8-16, I believe it is, August 16th, that week leading up to it. I don't know, with knowing D'Amico, it'll probably just be a couple of days. Worth of practice with those guys. It'll be here. So as fans, everybody out there, I mean, usually, I know in the past they've obviously opened that up to the public, and so I would imagine that, I don't know why it wouldn't be. I would imagine it'll be the same this year. So the fans out there that have been wondering, that's who it is. The Carolina Panthers, and the Texans the week of 8-16, the week before leading up to the 8-16 game.
Yep. So, yeah, you know, that's, like I said, that's always Yep. And it'll be here, so we'll be able to catch it out, check it out coming up. But, Clint, speaking of practice, it's all getting started up tomorrow. OTAs will get started tomorrow, and I know this is going to be really our first look to be able to see things and see maybe how they design starters or ones going into it or what have you. But I know Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, did a deal where he did the top 100 things to watch for and look for when it comes to these OTAs and things getting started going into the year. And for the Texans, one of his was Nick Caley. Nick Caley and what that's going to look like and how he improves or how he affects C.J. Stroud and the rest of this offense. And I know that done you in. With the thought of Nick Caley's importance coming into this.
Well, yeah, I think all the way around that this is perfect. I mean, very rarely on the national scale do you get, in my opinion, the real of what's important, the real of what's going on. You get a lot of the 30,000-foot view, and not that the Nick Caley is kind of an X factor here or a wild card here with the Texans. You've got a really good football team that's won 10 games 2 years in a row. It's been to the second round of the playoffs 2 years in a row, and many believe that the issue was the majority of the issues with the offensive coordinator. So it only makes sense that all eyes will be on Nick Caley. But I do want to read what Jeremy Fowler had to say, because this to me is what I mean. I obviously I'm not Jeremy Fowler. He's much more articulate than I am, but. The way in which he couches this Nick Caley, offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans, is a must watch. Is beautiful. Here's what Jeremy Fowler had to say. I'm always hesitant about later branches plucked off of coaching trees. The first few Sean McVay assistants probably have the goods, but the fourth, fifth, and sixth options were probably in the back of the line for a reason, right? But Caley, who spent the past 2 years in McVay's incubator, was a longtime offensive coach for the Patriots before joining the Rams, so he isn't really a continuing chip off of a chip off of a chip of the same old block, right? He's taking a little bit of a different approach there. No offense was held back more by coaching errors last season than Houston's unit. If Caley's even league average as a year one play caller, expect the Texans to finally deliver on their 2024 preseason hype, which was last year's preseason hype. That is so common sense. That is so well put right there that it's hard to not read verbatim for me, Ron. But that's where Jeremy Fowler's at, and I couldn't agree more. And I'll even double down on a point that I believe you made after we were at OTAs last week. You asked me about Nick Caley, and I told you, this was actually in prep before the show. I said I really had to ask which one was Nick Caley. I had no idea which one was Nick Caley. Mm-hmm. Like, so for me, yes, Nick Caley is the big story here. He's the wild card here in Houston, no doubt about it. And as I go to OTAs and watch practice tomorrow, and as I watch OTAs moving forward this year, I am anxious to see if Nick Caley stands out as an offensive coordinator, or is he one of a four-headed monster that's over there making decisions on the offensive side of the football. I think that is an absolute must-watch as they kick this thing off.
Absolutely. No, what are we gonna? And even more, right? This is the whole group. That first time you got a chance to see him was with the rookies, and
yep.
There wasn't no big thing. This is the full offense together, yeah. CJ, and yeah. To see how they're gonna communicate and how that thing's gonna work.
No judging, no offense, no disrespect, no minimizing, no nothing. I just fully expect to, when you go watch a team practice. Hey, I know who the who's in charge on the offense side of football, I know who's in charge on the defense side of football. There ain't no doubt about it. D'Amico's in charge on the defense side of football, and D'Amico is in charge of the defensive unit. He's the team and the defensive unit, and all you got to do is watch one practice, and you know that, yeah. Right? I'm anxious to see if Nick Caley is, or is this legitimately a three-four-headed monster that they got rolling here.
Yeah. All right, coming up as we continue, Raphael Stone sat down with Vanessa Richardson of Space City Network and had some comments about, well, the number one thing we're going to be watching with the Rockets during this offseason. The hunt for the potential superstar player. You don't want to miss what he had to say, and we will discuss that coming up next.
Let's go, Rob.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds! Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Okay.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, fellas. Ladies out there as well. Shout out to everybody. We got a weigh-in coming up at 3 o'clock. You ready for this? We're trying to. Clint and I at Memorial Day really tried to run tricks out of me, but we were trying to get to a combined 20 pounds.
Lost.
Yes, combined between the two.
One week. 20 loss combined.
Actually, we had an extra day, but I think that extra day could have played some tricks on you because it was Memorial Day, which is if you did what I did at my house, shout out to Texas Star Grill Shop. I was on that Traeger and had some folks over, did some ribs, did some thighs, did some hot dogs. You know, could have got away. They have. But we try to get down to combined 20. I think I started at 310.8. Clint was 262.1, I believe. Trying to get a combined 20. Think we hit it, Tyler?
I have faith. I have faith in you dudes.
So you're saying yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you hit it. I think y'all lost a combined 25 plus.
Ooh, wow.
Looking that's, good in there.
It's aggressive, right? Combined 25 plus. Someone text in, I think Ron maybe lost four. Let's not be honest with you, I'll take four. But I'd be a little disappointed. Be a little bit disappointed in four.
I'd be disappointed in four, too.
I know you would. What if I gained? How upset would you be?
I wouldn't be upset. I would just quit. I'd quit our competition. I would quit our competition. I mean, there's just a serious
level. You'd be pissed.
I just got a question. The level of care, like the seriousness of what we've done over the last week.
Have you even tried?
I mean, A week and a day ago. Two Mondays ago, man. I mean, like, you moved my heartstrings, man. I'm in. I'm all in. You got me, man. I'm butter over here. Four. Like, hell yeah, let's ride. And you go, put on four? Yeah, I'm out. And it's the last time you get me, too.
It's going to work out.
I still love you, but I'm out.
Yeah, shout out to Joseph. You've done it before, and you know 4 pounds ain't anything to be mad at. Yeah, 4 pounds would be. I'd be disappointed. Four. We'll see. But that's coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll do our. It's our second weigh-in. We got the initial second weigh-in, trying to get 20 pounds together.
I'm prepared to get naked if I have to.
Well, let's not get there. I know. Last week, Tyler Clint was. I know I've done my part, and I'll probably be able to get you a little extra. That's where Clint said.
I'm pretty confident that initial weight loss, I'm pretty confident in that. I'll be honest with you. I didn't work near as hard as I thought I would, but I know where I'm at.
It was a holiday weekend.
Well, no, so I
that's
know.
The, that,
I know where I'm at. It's my point is it's just not. That initial weight loss,
that's
it's not.
Disrespectful. Clint is plus 3 pounds this week.
Ain't no chance in hell. Zero chance.
Not a chance. Well, we'll learn coming up here. Don't miss that. 3 o'clock, our first one. And those of you who text in and said you want to do it with us, let us know where you are as well. All right, Vanessa Richardson, Space City Network, sat down with Raphael Stone, the GM. And this is going to be the big thing in the offseason is what's the move they're going to make? Are the Rockets going to do something significant to this team? And add, we've heard the rumors, you know the names, you know the Giannis's, the Kevin Durant's, the Booker's, whatever. Are they going to do it? This was his response to his thoughts on star chasing.
You know, if you engineer your offense around one player, they're going to score more, they're going to get more assists. I don't think that's in Ime's DNA. So some of this is like just how we're going to go about it. I think we're going to be a team-focused team. That doesn't mean we won't do a trade for a really talented player. But I also think we have really, really talented players on this roster. And I think they're all improving. And so before we trade one or two or three or four of those guys for a more veteran guy, we want to make sure that we give this current group room to grow. The huge caveat to all of that is the job is to win championships. That is my one and only goal. And if we think there's a better path than continuity, we would pursue it. But right now, that bar is pretty high.
All right, you hearing him there, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Do you feel like you get a sense in any way hearing those comments? Do you get a sense that of which way he would lean? Is he going to go and go after maybe adding to this team? Because he said the caveat is winning a championship, and that's the only goal. Or do you lean to a point where maybe he may not do anything big
with it? No, I think he's absolutely doing something big with
right.
it. I think he's protecting his coach. I think he's protecting his coach's messaging to his team. And I love everything he said. But the dismount of I'm here to win championships, and ultimately that's what I'm here to do, and it's what I'm going to try to do, and it's what I care about. And that tells you everything that you need to know, man. I've heard that audio now 3 times, and every time you play it, I love it more. I love the point about Ime Udoka's DNA of I mean it's the exact opposite of you know, feed the ball to James Harden, let James Harden do everything all year long, and hopefully he can get it done in the playoffs. It's the exact opposite of that. And I feel like they've accomplished that. I feel like that part of what you just heard Rafael Stone talk about with the Rockets is done. It's complete. Now, obviously, what do you have to give up to bring in the guy that makes you a championship-caliber team? That's yet to be seen. But that part of it is I think they've accomplished it. I think this is a well-rounded team. They're bought in. They play hard on defense. They all play hard for each other. They play hard on offense. They just don't have the right people yet. I love what Rafael Stone had to say right there, and I absolutely think that they're going to go out and get the piece that they need.
Text line coming in to Rafael Stone. I love it. Stick with the process.
That is not what I love about it.
But you're right. He talked about Ime Udoka and kind of tried to throw you off a little bit with like, oh, that's not his team. That's not how he goes about it. Well, Ime Udoka went to the finals and had a chance to beat the Warriors and win a championship. He knew what it was like to have Jason Tatum on that team.
Yeah.
He knew what it was like to have Brown on that team. And that part there of the – but the caveat is winning a championship, Clinton, he said that is the only goal. And there is no way to me that he can watch this and see what's happening in his own conference and say – to me, I would think, and say, like, I think – I'm ready to and willing to run this thing back again with.
Oh, I agree.
With this crew.
Yeah.
All right. Not to say that they can't, and it would really be a tough pill to swallow if one of these guys got traded and they turned into SGA. But I would.
Or Halliburton.
Or Halliburton. Yeah, that's another one. I don't think that Rafael Stone would trade away the person that would do that, but you never know what could happen. But that last part, as you said, that dismount screams. Well, I mean, I can't sit here and just look at what I just watched and think, yep. This group, like I've got the one that could that I feel really good to grow it.
Well,
that's going to grow into that.
It's twofold though, right, Ron? It's like how does anybody in the right mind look at it and go, yep, this I'm going to be a patient for another year with this group. And not just think it's blatantly obvious you need something else. And then also, what evaluator, much less general manager in their right mind, watches this team and doesn't go, holy cow. I mean, we have built this thing to where we are legitimately one dude away from being a championship
caliber
team.
And watch their team and watch all the other teams around it.
Yes. Like both of those things, I don't know how you don't very plainly see that about the Rockets, but we'll see what they end up doing.
And again, maybe this postseason will trend to look different, Clint. But I think it's even more aggressive when you're looking at how this postseason is going. And I'm not sure if it's a trend or not. But the thing is, like, hell, man, you put yourself in position with one star.
Yeah.
You know, and one person, like the Pacers, to me are one player that's on the all NBA team, and that's Halliburton. The Knicks have two with Karl Anthony Towns. Now he could be hit or miss at times, right? Minnesota's got one, right? And OKC barely has another one with Williams. So at this time it feels like it ain't like, damn man, we got to go get two to match up where it used to be, where it used to be big threes. You don't have to. Now you can get aggressive and go get it because there is no way they can't be looking at themselves and saying, if we just had one of these dudes,
just an
Donovan
answer.
Mitchell, you know, obviously the Giannis's, the Booker's, if we just had one of them and exchanged them, you know, the name that comes up, Jalen Green, like we may still be playing in this thing. So yeah, I hear that as
how you feel about it?
Yeah, the way in. We'll see here, man.
Skills right back here.
We got it over here.
I think would you start at 310?
310.8. You know, just a cough away from 311.
Yeah.
We trying to get to a combined 20?
Yeah.
Ooh, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Have you eaten today?
No. Hell no.
You're going for it. You probably ate or drank water.
Got doctor's appointments this afternoon.
Good God,
buddy. It's all about the strategy.
I guess, man. I don't want to do that to myself. See, I don't want to. I'm just trying to come in and get a good, solid way in here. All right, coming up, we'll see if we did it. It looks like some of you are not sure of it. Someone says, I want to see Ron get below 309. Okay, I hope to do that. I'll be disappointed if I don't. Our weigh-in coming up. And the latest on the injury update on Yordan Alvarez as well. That's up as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire With Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.